This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon you. Today is the second day of Ramadan, and we have new great intentions and great energy. We want to worship God as much as we can. This is a chance we might not be able to make up again, and a lot of reward. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, "Whoever draws nearer to Allah by performing any of the optional good deeds in this month shall receive the same reward as performing an obligatory deed at any other time. And whoever discharges an obligatory deed in this month shall receive the reward of performing 70 obligations at any other time." Treasures of good deeds, a clearance on all good deeds. So whoever wants to dig into the good deeds to reach heaven and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, Ramadan is your chance. Go ahead. Today, inshallah, we'll be talking about the first figure or person. He's a follower. He's a military commander. But he's not just any commander. He's the main cause in preparing to conquer and enter Persia and Iraq. Really? Yes, he's the one who paved the way for Khalid ibn al-Walid. He's the first one to fight the Persians. Not just that, but he was one of the main causes for the Persian Empire to collapse. He did all that, and how old was he? 60 years old. But why so late? Because he only embraced Islam when he was 60. Have any of you guessed who he is? Who's this follower? His name is Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha. Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha. Who is he, and what is his story? His story started 10 years before the Prophet, peace be upon him, passed away. So, did he see the Prophet? Yes, he did. And did he sit with him? Yes, he sat with him. And he talked with him, and he had a whole conversation. So, he's a companion then, right? No, because at that time, he wasn't a Muslim. He didn't embrace Islam. He chose not to become a Muslim, even after meeting with the Prophet, peace be upon him. Do you know when he embraced Islam? 3 months after the Prophet, peace be upon him's death. So, do you understand what I was talking about in the previous episode? Can you imagine how much he cried? He lost the title of being called a companion. The Prophet died and he never got to support him. He had a wake-up call 3 months after the Prophet's death, and he became a Muslim. So he only became a follower, because as we said before, a companion is only the one who met the Prophet while being a Muslim. So he became a follower, Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha. I'm not telling stories. I want us to bring out ideas and meanings. So what is the idea I want to point out to you here? I want to tell you that life is choices, and sometimes we make the wrong choice and regret it our entire life. Al-Muthanna wept till he died. I lost the chance of being the Prophet's companion. He died and I didn't stand by him and support him. I wonder, have you also made wrong choices in your life? I wonder, are you going to regret these choices? Be careful. If you can correct them, do that quickly. Do it now. Al-Muthanna was too late and missed being a companion. Look at your choices, and if you need to correct them, don't wait. So, back again to Al-Muthanna. Who is he? He's from a tribe called Bani Shayban. And Bani Shayban is one of the strongest Arab tribes. And this tribe was located between Iraq and Iran, according to the nowadays maps. But at that time, it was located between Persia and the Arabs, exactly in the middle, and one of the strongest Arab tribes. And because Persia knew that it was of the strongest Arab tribes, and because it wanted to secure its boundaries with the Arab lands, the Persians went to Bani Shayban and made an agreement with them that Bani Shayban would protect them from any Arabs who would try to conquer their lands and protect their boundaries. And in return, they would also protect them in addition to other benefits. Of course, Bani Shayban was very pleased, because with this agreement, Persia, who was a great power at that time, proved that Bani Shayban was a tribe of great power that shared borders with them. And so, of course, Bani Shayban withheld onto that agreement to their utmost. And who is the military commander of Bani Shayban? Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha. He's their commander. And before him, who was their commander? Al-Muthanna's father. And he was one who taught him the art of fighting and war. His father prepared him to be his successor and become the commander after him. And before his father died, he gave him a lesson in life. And this lesson might be wrong, but that's what his father told him. And unfortunately, he lived by this lesson. What did he tell him? He told him, befriend the strong and never befriend the weak. Never fight who is stronger than you. Truth, or what's right, is power. And whoever has the power is the one who's truthful and right. And righteousness is in power. So never fight power, but fight the weak. And befriend the powerful, one even if he harms the weak. And he told him, this is life. So everything he would calculate, who has more power. But unfortunately, he's married to a woman who's totally the opposite to this. Her name is Salma bint Qusayba. Salma bint Qusayba believes in truth and doing what's right and good. So she would tell him truth and good does come before power. And of course, Al-Muthanna would think, my father, the military commander, or my wife? Of course, my father. So he lived with this lesson that his father gave him. Wherever power is, I'm in and agree to what they do. And that's why his embracing Islam was delayed. Why? Because his mind was set, I'm with power, not the truth. Power is truth and is right. Until he met the Prophet, peace be upon him, for the first time. When was this? 10 years after the prophecy, and 3 years before the Prophet, peace be upon him's hijrah, or immigrating. And how was the Prophet's status at that time? He was in very rough times at that time. Why? Because the Muslims were besieged and trapped by Quraysh in Mecca. The Prophet's friends were being killed. Abu Talib passed away. Khadija passed away. The Prophet went to Ta'if and they tried to stone him. No support whatsoever. He didn't have the financial power. He had no power, but he had the truth. His financial power equals zero. And that's why when he held his hands high, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he was thrown with the stones by the people of the Ta'if, he said, oh Allah, I complain to you of my weakness, my scarcity of resources, and the humiliation I've been subjected to by the people. Allahumma inni ashku ilayka dhafa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani ala an-nas. So he's telling him, I have no power, no financial power. And then at the end of the dua, he says, so long as you're not angry with me, I don't care. In lam yakun bika alayya ghadabun fala ubali. What does this mean? It means as long as I am with the truth and what's right, I don't care what's going to happen. Do you see where this episode is going? Power or truth and what's right? Who are you with? Power or what's right? What are your choices in life? Power or truth? I started this episode by talking about choices, and I spoke about those who regret their choices. What are your choices affected by? Power or truth? So, Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha was with his tribe, Bani Shayban, during the pilgrimage season. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr with him are going to every tribe to seek their protection from Quraysh. But which tribe is stronger from Quraysh? They spoke with 26 tribes asking for their protection, but not one tribe agreed to protect them from Quraysh. Abu Bakr knew all the tribes. So as he's looking from afar, he saw who? Bani Shayban. And he said to the Prophet, peace be upon him, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us by this tribe's support, it would be a great victory. They were his friends originally, Abu Bakr's friends. So who's sitting? Three men who were the head of this tribe. Who were these men? One was called Al-Maghruq ibn Amr, and the second Hani ibn Qubaysa, and the third one was called Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha, their military commander. Imagine the scene. The three of them are sitting, and Abu Bakr, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, entering upon them, and with him the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Bakr is introducing the Prophet, peace be upon him, to them. And they're his friends. And the conversation starts with their leader, Al-Maghruq ibn Amr. And Abu Bakr asks him, how many are you? And he means they're warriors. How many warriors do you have? And Al-Maghruq answers him, 3,000. And 3,000 aren't easily defeated by a minority. And then Abu Bakr asks him, how's their strength? He replied, we exert effort and do what we have to do, and the victory is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These sound like sane words, right? So Abu Bakr continued asking him, how is the war like between you and your enemies? Abu Bakr, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, is trying to show the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam their strength. So Maghruq answered him saying, we are most angry when we meet our enemies, and we prefer having horses to having children. So he's basically saying, I'd rather have a horse than a child, meaning we are warriors. And we prefer weapons to sowing seeds. So they rather buy weapons than planting. So we are talking about real warriors, Bani Shayban. So Abu Bakr was thinking, this is perfect. We can definitely make an agreement with these people. And then Al-Maghruq looked at the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said to him, are you a brother of Quraysh, a friend of Quraysh? He still didn't really know who he was. Abu Bakr, on the other hand, didn't really like the word, are you a brother or a friend of Quraysh? So he told him, do you not know that he's the Prophet of Allah? Al-Maghruq replied, saying, "We heard that he's claiming to be." Do you see what the Prophet ﷺ was exposed to? Imagine, claiming to be. And Al-Maghruq continued, saying, "And what is it that you want, brother of Quraysh?" The Prophet, peace be upon him, replied, "I want you to shelter me and protect me until I deliver my Lord's message. For surely Quraysh has gathered against me, and truly Allah is the self-sufficient, the praiseworthy. He will support me and give me victory." So he asked him, "What do you call the people to, O brother of Quraysh? What's your message?" So the Prophet started to recite the Holy Quran, and he started reciting and reading from Surah Al-An'am, the cattle. And look at what he chose to recite. A verse that says two words about Tawheed, monotheism, and then it talks about morals or manners. Listen to the verse. "Say, come, I will recite what your Lord has prohibited to you. He commands that you not associate anything with him. قُلْ تَعَالُوا أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا." So that's concerning Tawheed. And then look at the coming manners or morals that the verse mentions. This is Islam, guys. This is what it's about, manners and morals. So what was the message are you going to tell them, O Prophet of Allah? "And that you do good to parents, and that you slay not your children in fear of poverty. We provide for you and for them, and do not approach immoralities, what is apparent of them and what is concealed. And do not kill the soul which Allah has forbidden to be killed, except by legal right. This has He instructed you, that you may use reason." And then he continued, or saying in Arabic, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادُكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشْ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Al-Maghruq said, "And to what else do you call to?" The Prophet, peace be upon him, continued, "And do not approach the orphan's property, except in a way that is best until he reaches maturity. And give full measure and weight and justice. We do not charge any soul except with that within its capacity. And when you testify, be just, even if it concerns a near relative. And the covenant of Allah fulfill. This has He instructed you, that you may remember. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ حَتَّى يَبْلُغْ أَشُدَّهِ وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ بِالْقِسْطِ لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها وإذا قلتم فاعدلوا ولو كان ذا قربة وبعهد الله أوفوا ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تذكرون. You see? Manners. So Al-Maghruq said, "And what else?" The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Indeed Allah orders justice and good conduct and giving to relatives and forbids immorality and bad conduct and oppression. He instructs you that perhaps you will be reminded. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرْ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ." Al-Maghruq looked at him and smiled and said, "Truly, you didn't call except for the best of manners and morals. Truly, those who fought you and had enmities with you have oppressed you." So, what does this mean? Al-Maghruq liked the words of the Prophet, right? Imagine if Bani Shayban supported the Prophet, peace be upon him. It would be such a victory. The whole problem would end, right? And then Al-Maghruq looked to Hani ibn Qubaysa and said, "What do you think, Hani?" Hani is their leader in wisdom. So he said, "I like what you said, O brother of Quraysh, but we can't leave our religion and embrace yours in one meeting. But we will go back to our people, and you go back to yours, and we'll ask them their opinion and come back to you. And I like what you said." Meaning what? "I agree with what you said and want to go with it." So the first two were agreeing to what they heard. So they looked to their third, who is who? Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha. And they said, "What do you have to say, Muthanna?" Muthanna looked at the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, "O brother of Quraysh, I find what you said nice. And it's good in the scale of goodness or badness, right? It's definitely good. But we're between two barriers here." The Prophet asked, "And what are the two barriers?" He said, "We're between the lands of Persia and the lands of the Arabs. And whatever wrong occurs from the side of the Arabs, we can do whatever we want with them. It can be forgiven. But as for the Persian side, remember, they're the strong ones with power. Whoever wrongs them is not forgiven, and his excuse is not accepted. I see what you call to be hated by the kings. In other words, kings and rulers do not like what you're calling to. And I see you will be at enmity with the Persians. And between us and between the Persians is a great agreement. We can protect you from the Arabs, but not from the Persians." And Muthanna blew it up. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "No. Only the one who takes the religion from all its sides is the one who really embraces it,